we're not Sad Sack. I think people kind of get it, that that's not necessarily who we are, but I'm sure I will still be reassuring people that I'm okay.
The last Antlers release was a concept album about a hospice worker that falls in love with a terminally ill cancer patient. It was a beautifully moving piece of music, but the subject matter was pretty dark. So it's no wonder that the band has had to deal with people thinking that they are a bunch of sad sacks. They're really not, though, as evidenced in today's Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The 2009 release Hospice from the Brooklyn-based band The Antlers was extremely well-received, making several top 10 lists of the year. One critic even called it an expansively profound album. So you could say that there was a fair amount of pressure on the band to make the follow-up. The band tried to put all of that out of their minds, though, as they entered their Bushwick studio to record Burst Apart, knowing that it would be impossible to make everyone happy. So they intentionally went into this new record without a map in order to let the songs grow organically. The result is another thoughtfully provocative collection of songs that awards multiple listens. The band stopped by Studio A to play some of those songs live and talk to the alternate side's Alisa Atli about the making of their new record.
I like how on the record there's a big note on here that says written, performed, produced, and recorded by the Antlers. You guys did it all.
We also wrote that note.
Of course you wrote that. Everything. Well, why were you so lazy and you didn't do your own album cover?
Darby did a lot of that too, actually.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Darby's got a big old hand in all of the goings-on with the art direction.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, so I stand corrected. You guys really did completely do everything yourselves on this record. Good.
We did have a lot of people helping us in different departments, but on the creative end, we really are kind of control freaks and wanted to make sure that it was all coming from us first, even if it was going to be worked on and run by other people.
One bad night I'll hold the glass until the glass can hold me down. And one bad night I'll spill and spill until my feet begin to drown. And one bad night I'll hear you calling me to help you not pass out. You and I divine but not devout.
Do you really have dreams that every night your teeth are falling out?
I used to, not so much anymore. Now that we put the song out, of course, I don't have
them. Now you never have them.
No.
You know what Freud says about that?
Apparently, he says a lot of things because nobody agrees on what it means. I've heard some not so strange things. I've heard some very strange things.
What do you think it means? It could mean you need to go see a dentist.
I go to the dentist.
Okay.
I go. I had my teeth cleaned recently.
Good.
I don't know. I always think of it as being kind of anxiety-related dreams.
Yeah. And do you feel like you have a lot of anxiety?
Not as much anymore.
No. I do dream that my teeth are falling out also, but I think that's because there's these late-night infomercials called Snap-on Smile.
Ugh.
It really can help anyone smile for a fraction of the cost of what it would, you
well,
know, what
sold.
Your dentist would charge.
Yeah. If I may, your smile already is lighting up the room, so there's no lights on in here. I don't know if anybody knows at home.
If I never get back home, there's no garden overgrown, no widows in the wall, no widows left to bone, no shirts to hang or fold, no kid out in the cold, no widows in the wall, no widows on the floor. If I'm stuck out here alone, if I'm stranded here all year, with just nothing left at home, no widows disappear. If the wheels jump off the road, there's no widows left to know, no perfect love above, there's no punishment.
Live music from the Antlers and the song No Widows from their new album, Burst Apart. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Atli. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.